Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
How do you play this game offensively, Pat? Because we've talked about theory, we've talked about game plan, and then we keep circling all the way around. This is a good idea, this is a good idea, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. Oh, wait, no one can get open. So what the hell do you do? How do you attack this Ravens defense?
There's one guy that can get open, Pat Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a catch he made in the end zone, by the way. I think they've got to find ways. I am perplexed, as many people are, about the usage or lack thereof of Jaylen Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he is, they're trying to, maybe they're not overtly doing this, but they're trying to make Najee the feature back and perhaps justify paying him, which I don't think they will, and seeing if he can shoulder that load. Obviously, last week did not go that way. Cordarrelle Patterson is like Arthur brought him with him. He's gone, you know, and he's become like a toy for them. And it's just not, it's worked a little bit, like throwing fades to him.
Can we put batteries in the toy, please?
I don't know. But like Jaylen Warren, over the last 2 years in the aggregate, has been your best running back. And to me, you don't win this game dropping back and chucking it 40 times because they've got to run the ball. And to me, they've got to run it differently. They got to get him in space on the edge. They've got to misdirect and use him the way that they've used him in the past, which is in more nickel run situations where he's got space to move. Not, you know, Jaylen Warren's not a 12 personnel running back. He can be, but he's better in 11 personnel. Spread him out, you know, utilize the space that's available. And yeah, Russ can pick you up 5 yards on his own read. He can. And he's smart enough to get rid of the football and or get down and not get hit. But to me, that's what I'd like to see them do is the way they use Justin Fields from a package standpoint, like I would use Jaylen Warren in those similar situations where he's got more space available with which to work, because he's a speed back and he's a one cut runner. When he hits it, he goes, and you need space to do that. You need clear running lanes to do that. I think that's when he's at his best.
Crowley asked this question. This has to do with, you know, Jaylen Warren and really the running backs. You asked me this question, but I think asking Pat this question as well, getting his thoughts around as a football guy that kind of understands breaking down things in rhyme or reason. What's your thoughts around the toss play? You know how Najee fumbled, and they keep running that. I gave my reasons yesterday, but as a former quarterback, like why do they keep going back to that well?
Well, a lot of teams are tossing and running zone. Like to me, the toss play originated trying to leverage the defense. So you try to get outside the defense And the fastest way to get the ball to the tailback is to pitch it. So you get you know, toss crack where you pin and pull, get out and outflank the defense to the boundary. What teams have done, and have been doing for a long time, this isn't anything new, is tossing and running inside zone, cutback, bend back type plays because it gets the ball to the tailback deeper. So the deeper the tailback has the football, the more time they have to see how the front moves, how the blocks develop, and then respond to those blocks. So the only difference is, and this is where I think that this is the rub, is, yeah, you get it to them deeper, but their eyes have to come down to catch the ball. So whereas with a handoff, your eyes don't have to come down, the ball's in your belly. It's put there. So it's sixes for me. You know, if you have a guy that's really athletic, which I think Russ is, and can get the ball deeper to the tailback, you give them more room, more space, more time to determine where they're going to go with the ball. The toss is meant to expedite that, but it's something you got to practice a lot. And typically, you're not catching the ball no look. Najee tried to. We saw what happened.
So yeah. They're not necessarily trying to develop another play off of that.
No, I mean, from a play action standpoint, the toss is very limited in what you can do from a play action standpoint. I mean, you run toss, you might throw a slant backside. You've seen the Steelers run the play in the shotgun where they fake the toss. That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. But true play action, you want the ball extended. You want people to see the football. A fake toss, the element of disguise is very short. Whereas a hard play action, you're extending that ball for 2 seconds.
So, I feel like I'm an econ again.
Yeah, that's good.
No, but you get what I'm saying?
100%.
You want to get the most important thing in running the football for a tailback is you want to get them the ball as quickly as possible and ideally as deep as possible from the line of scrimmage. You don't want it to be too deep where there's too much time, but ideally, if they're at 5.5, they're getting the ball at 4.5, 4, 3.5, and they've got that 2 or 3 yard period. And a lot of teams are running zones, so there's not a lot of, you're not pushing people, you're taking them where they want to go. So if you're running a power play, you're trying to move people backwards. Whereas when you're playing a team like Philly, it's going to be very difficult to do that. So you want to try to get them moving laterally. The more distance they have between the line of scrimmage and the ball carrier to find those lateral cutbacks, the better success you're going to have.
I like the idea of spreading out and running the football, because what Philly did, just looking at some numbers and some of the cutups people have put out there, Steelers got big, and Philly just said, we're putting 5 guys down line of scrimmage, we're putting 6 guys down on the line of scrimmage, right. We're playing 6-by-1, and we're going to bully your asses. So I like that idea.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.